This is Ken, the Passion Entrepreneur, reporting live from Atlanta, Georgia. We're speaking with Don Bradford, Data Facts. Now, Data Facts, are we talking fax machines, Don?
No, we're actually talking there, Ken. We're talking about factual data. So Data Facts is factual data. Data Facts is a mailing list providing company and also provides sales leads. We get well to over 210 million Americans. We have information on that many consumers. And we have factual information on these consumers. And so what we're doing, we're sharing the information in forms of sales leads and mailing lists.
Every business owner needs sales leads, definitely. So how'd you get into this business?
Well, you know, it's kind of ironic the way I got into the business. I've been in the data processing field since the mid-80s. I have some marketing background and some sales skills. Just combine the two together. No, this is the information age. A lot of information is shared, and business owners do like to have certain information. It's called, basically what we do is targeted marketing. And with targeted marketing, what we can do for a business owner is put him in front of exactly who they want to be in front of.
That's so important. You can spend time on suspects, not qualified prospects.
Exactly.
So what have been some of your successes?
Well, I tell you what, we run a major campaign right now with entrepreneurs. I tell you, I do on the average maybe well over 2 or 3 million leads a year.
Oh,
business
wow.
Owners looking for other business owners, people that's open to business opportunity. That's one of the major campaigns we run there.
All right. So why did you decide to launch this business? Why are you in business?
Well, I tell you, the reason I'm in business is because I have a belief that in order to truly succeed and to help other people, you have to play a certain role. And you're not going to fulfill that role working
for somebody else.
And then what we do also, the management staff at DataFacts and myself, we make sure that we share those skills with the individuals that we bring in. Not necessarily we don't look for individuals who have the entrepreneur spirit, but what we do, we share that entrepreneur spirit as we go along.
They can be entrepreneurs, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. So what are good things to saying about your company, DataFacts?
Well, I'll tell you some of the good things is this. A lot of companies in this industry, they sell their leads at $5,000, $10,000 are the minimum that you have to buy. What we do, we have low minimums. So low minimums allow the small business owners, the mom and pops, to come out there and buy a list and to get quality leads. So that's pretty one of the great things we do.
What's exciting for your company right now? What are some interesting developments that you can share with the listeners?
Well, I tell you, what's exciting right now is just the market itself, man. You know, information is being shared. With the information being shared, we are able to just, the industry is growing. It's growing considerably. And people really don't know, are not really educated. And when you sit and you talk to someone about sales leads and mailing lists, it's, they don't think much of it. But when you let them know, hey, look, this is targeted information, I tell you, they're just excited because they know they can help their business.
Okay, so you provide sales leads for, is there a particular industry that you target or anybody you can service?
Well, we pretty much can service anyone. We have two major databases.
Okay.
And we have what's called a residential database and a business database. Residential basically is just the names and addresses at a person's home. And then the business, of course, will get your contact information at the business address. So those are the two major databases. And within that databases, there are several others as far as bankruptcy leads, mortgage leads, and things of that nature. So, but the two major databases are either home address or business address.
And so you provide sales leads and you said the mailing list?
Yes, yeah, sales leads and mailing lists. They're almost one and the same. A mailing list is just basically name, address, city, state, and zip. Well, sales leads can break down into contact information, the volume of the sales volume of the company, the number of PCs. You know, some people are interested in that information.
Oh yeah, definitely.
So you're bringing a little bit more information to the table with the sales leads. and that's where the bigger businesses.
Okay, so what other information can you get within the sales lead? This is interesting. Number of computers, the name of the CFO, the vice president of sales. What other things are in there?
Exactly. You also, as I stated, you also can get the sales volume. There's a good one here. You can actually get the company's credit score.
Okay.
Yeah, that's very interesting. A lot of business owners, they want to know, can that company actually afford
your service?
The service.
Yeah, you got to qualify people before you go in and talk to them.
So those are the really major things when you get into the sales leads portion, you know, besides phone number.
Now, what are some of the challenges that that small business owners and entrepreneurs in general face, and how do you solve that problem or that challenge?
Okay, well, here's the challenge here. The challenge is quality data. Okay. You want to make sure that your consumers, whether it's small business owners or large corporations, you want to make sure that their list is fresh. So what we do, we run on a monthly basis, we run the files up against the National Change of Address, the NCOA, supplied by the U.S. Postal Service. We also do other updates quarterly. The goal is to make sure that the data is fresh, and that's a challenge because, as you know,
the data changes.
Yeah, it changes. Within the U.S., they say roughly 43 million people move a year.
Oh, wow, 43 million, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, that's a lot of people.
All right, so as we close out our conversation, what would you like to remind listeners or reinforce about your company and what you're doing?
Okay, just the key is this. The information is out there. A lot of people feel as if the information that is shared is violating what they call sensitive data. The information that we house here at DataFacts isn't sensitive data, unless you consider things of ethnicity or whether your gender, your marital status being sensitive data. We make sure that we follow the guidelines provided by the FTC. And if your name, if you don't want your name on a call list, just make sure you give us a call or another service provider. And that service provider is to report that information. And by being a member of the DMA, those are guidelines you have to follow.
Okay, what's the DMA?
Direct Marketing Association.
Okay.
And the Direct Marketing Association pretty much write the guidelines for the industry.
All right. So how do we contact you?
My contact is 1-877-DATA-977. And basically it's 1-877-328-2977. Or you can contact me via my website, www.usdatafacts.com.
All right.
Or Don Bradford at usdatafacts.com.
Careful there. All that information. Good information.
A lot of information. Hey, that's what we do. We share information.
All right. Don Bradford of DataFacts, thank you so very much.
And thank you.
All right, then. This is Ken, a passionate entrepreneur, saying stay profitable and do business with DataFacts. Take care.